Mrs. May, reel 3.
How many of you were there together at one table working on the detonators?
Oh, I should say there's about 15. Be a bit, how many parts there'd be in it? Might have been 12 to 15, something like that.
And then there were several other tables with other girls doing the same
thing. Oh, yes. Yeah, and there was girls bringing them up and girls taking them away as they were done. It was all go, all movement, all noise. When you've been used to quietness, because you didn't care for it. But as I say, I wouldn't have left for that. I wouldn't have left the job. I just went because I wanted someone for another shop. So I thought, well, the other shop might suit me better. And it did. It was quite quiet.
How fast did you work? Was there a certain number of cases you had to do?
No, you just kept going. No, that was what I always thought to myself. I don't think I could ever get on a machine, you know, some of these machines in some of the different factories. Now, when I went to Keeler's, there's a lot of machine work in there, auto work, cutting, girls cutting the tins, grooving it, and all sorts of jobs. And then it would come to us already rounded like that in the ends, and you had to solder down that seam, and then they'd go to another little machine. But these girls on the machines, that was noisy, but I got up on the top floor where the soldering mostly was, and we didn't have so much noise up there. I'm not one for all that quietness, but it suited me better, you know. We used to be able to look out the window and see all the boats go down the Thames, you know, because Keeler's is on the Thames.
So how long were you working on the detonators?
Oh, about 3 months, I think. It wasn't very long, because I say they asked for help for other jobs, so that was it. Then I stopped there the rest of the time. I went there around about beginning of March. I mean, I wasn't home long.
1917.
And I worked there till, well after the war had packed up, you know, finishing up. On the other job, on the soldering and that.
Were your hours the same, working on detonators and working in the danger
zone? No, they were different. Where I was working on the danger building, used to have to go in very early, much earlier. But we left off earlier as well, you know.
How early was it?
Used to have to be in by about 7, I think, so I remember. Oh no, it was quite early. I used to have to go right to Woolwich, right through the tunnel. Not far from the tunnel was the opening to entrance to the arsenal, they call that the Woolwich Gate. And then the other, you could get on a bus and go right up Plumstead, get on Plumstead Bridge. There's Plumstead Bridge Gate there. Well, when I was night work, I used to go that way because we used to go in the YWCA for a bit of enjoyment.
At Plumstead Bridge?
Plumstead Bridge. And then...
What sort of activities did the YWCA have?
Oh, teas, coffees, cakes, dancing. You know, only just a lot of it was learning the dances, you know, the old time dances. Of course, they were all girls all dancing together, so it wasn't all that fun, but we enjoyed it. It was a meeting place, you know, and then we'd all troop off when it was time, all walk through. Oh, it was a good mile to our shop even from Plumstead. Yeah, it was quite a walk.
Did you ever have the opportunity to dance with men?
Not in there, no. And if you went to a dance on a Saturday, didn't go very often because it was too far. You know, dark nights, didn't like. Sometimes we used to go at the other end for theatre on a Saturday.
Woolwich?
Or meet. No, up London. Or meet up there. Well, not a lot of us, perhaps about 4 of us at a time. Get together. and see different shows. I forget what they were now. Big Boys on Broadway was one, I think. I forget the others.
How often did you have to work night duty?
Well, as I remember, it was about a month of nights and a month of days. That's how I can sort of remember it. I couldn't say for sure. I think that's what it was.
Did you mind doing night duty?
Oh, I liked it.
You liked it?
Mm. Wow. I don't know, but I did. I liked night duty. I think I used to like coming home when everyone else was going to work. I think that amused me or kept me going. Yeah, I liked night work.
What did your mother think of you going out at night?
Oh, well, she didn't mind that.
What exactly did your job in the danger buildings involve?
Well, those rockets. We had to pack them in tin, you know, the long rockets, very lights and rockets. You used to have to pack them. One shop, there was a little shop that used to examine them and then send them along. We'd pack them in the tins and then they'd go in the other shop for soldering. Sometimes I was unpacking, sometimes I was on soldering. And then there was the cable fuse, you know, what they run along the ground and want to blow up something there, see, and they'd light it from that end. And of course, that all had to be kept dry, waterproof. We'd pack them in bigger round tins, roll it on a little machine. The girls would sit all night on that machine. And then there was two girls for each machine pulling out the rough cable, you know, as it'd been packed. Sometimes it's sort of stickyish, and then pull it out, straighten it, and then the girls could roll it all right on the machine. And we'd pack it in the tins, and then it'd go in this other shop for soldering. And then it'd come back again for painting the tins. We had to paint them too. It was quite a few jobs.
Why were they painted?
Well, keep the rain, keep the rust off if they were in the trenches and that. I mean, otherwise they might have got rusty, wet. The fuses wouldn't go off, the rockets wouldn't go off. So.
And this is where some of the messages went, into
those tins. Oh, yeah. Didn't go up with the rockets. they used to sort of open them, I suppose, and set the rocket off. But we put them in the tins, put a little message in. Yeah.
Were there any accidents?
Not while I was there, not in the part where I was now. No, we didn't have any accidents. And we didn't have a canteen attached. In the middle of the night, if we wanted a canteen, we used to have to go to walk down to this other canteen, F77 shop, go in their canteen. But I used to take enough. Oh, we could make tea in that. Have a hot drink. So I never used to. Well, I used to go for walks around if it was moonlight.
Did you get a break during your work time when you could get tea or stretch your legs?
I think we had about half time break, as far as I remember of that.
What did you do about meals at lunchtime?
I always used to take enough to last me out.
Bring your own
some
from
of
home.
Them. Mm, some of them used to. I used to get sandwiches, you know, corned beef and ham and cheese, according to what I wanted. I'd pop out and get mine and cut my sandwiches up. I didn't care for canteen meals. I wasn't that. Because Mum always gave us a dinner before we went out.
Did they have good prices in the canteen? Or was it expensive?
Oh, no, it wasn't expensive, no. It was all normal. Quite normal.
Can you remember how much you earned? You must have had a bit more in danger buildings than you did with detonators.
Well, I wasn't getting... When I left, I know I got four... I was getting £4. But before that, I don't know what I got when I went over. But I think it was about 10 shillings more than the other side.
£4 was quite a lot.
It was quite a, oh yes, it was quite a wage for those days. I think my sister got more in their work. Well, they deserved it, going like that.
Did you give your money to your mother?
Oh, I gave her a decent bit, you know. Oh, yeah, we had to pay up.
And what did you do
or
with
be paid? No, Mum's all right. Oh, well.
What did you do with the rest of your money?
Buy her clothes and boots and shoes, coats. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, there's quite a little fashion going on then.
Can you remember what some of the clothes were that you bought with your extra money?
What? Prices?
No, what sorts of things would you buy since you had extra money?
Oh, I had a nice costume, two-piece costume, and a nice coat. Quite proud of my clothes, I was. A pair of boots, but I always have fat legs. And these blessed boots, never could get a pair of boots that would lace together like some of the girls. And this pair, I think they were £4, and that was a price for them in those days. And the blessed things split up the back. So I took them back, and they said, we'll do what we can with them. And they put a strip up the back and turned me right off of them. You know, sort of a patch, right up the long, thin patch, cover up the seam.
Yes.
I thought, well, last time I come to your shop.
Did your mother have any difficulty getting enough food for the family?
Oh, she used to queue up a lot. Oh, yes. We was right on Freemasons Road. We was the first shop, first house round the corner. And we had Freemasons Road School. It was over our garden wall. That was over the garden. From our kitchen window, you could see right up the Freemasons Road that way. From our front room window, you could see part of the way. So she'd always know when there was potatoes or rabbits or anything going, and she'd be out and queuing for them. Oh, yeah, she had to queue up a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she managed to feed us all right. And there's a butcher, there'd be sausages and sometimes a bit of steak or stewing steak. No, we always had a nice dinner.
Were there any foods that it was particularly hard to get during the war?
Well, I can't really remember that there was. I can't remember if we had rationing.
That was later in the war.
That was in the other war. Was it in the big war?
Oh, yes, also in the second war.
I can't remember. Do you know, I can't remember that. I can't remember a ration book in the First World.
That's probably because you were out at work,
yes,
and so your mother would have worried about all those things. What about when your sister was married during the First World War? Were you able to have a big wedding?
Oh, no. It's just my sister and her husband. My sister and I went as bridesmaids. But, you know, we just had a home wedding, wedding at home. That's all.
Did she have a cake?
Oh, couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you. I know we had jellies and blancmanges and that sort of thing for tea. I expect she had a little cake, must have done. She had a white dress, and we had white dresses, embroidery. It was quite a nice little wedding. But as regards to cakes, I can't remember. Can't remember the flavour of it anyway.
Was it any different working in danger buildings from working with the detonators? You had to wear different clothes.
Oh, we had, yes, we had white, more like a kind of a flannel, not exactly a flannel, I can't say what they call that material. Fairly, I dare say it was fireproof. It was. And we had caps to match it, you know. Like they were white, covered right in the tie belt to tie around the waist to keep it round.
Did you wear a skirt or trousers?
Oh, I wore skirts. I never wore trousers. I wasn't one of those. I'm afraid I'm always been old-fashioned and always will, I suppose. tunnel to yourself then, really?
At that time.